We give God the praise and the glory and the honor. Hallelujah, hallelujah. To God be all the glory, the honor, and the praise. Oh, he's worthy. Come on, give him some praise. Glorify his holy name. Yes, he's worthy. We praise him. God bless you. Yes, hallelujah. God bless you all. Thank you for being here today. As we go before the Lord, oh, let me tell you, he's amazing. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Somebody say, God is amazing. God is amazing. He woke us up this morning. Hallelujah. Another day, another opportunity to sit at his feet. It's a privilege, y'all, to be in his presence. It's a privilege to be in his presence. Hallelujah. I welcome you into the Just a Vessel Prayer and Bible Study Live podcast. And as you come in, I just want you, people of God, to set your heart, set your minds, set everything on Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Let me tell you, he deserves our time. He deserves our time and our worship and our praise. So today we want to go before him because we know that he lives, that he is true. Hallelujah. That he is alive and well. That his spirit is upon us. Because this word says, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. I want you to know today that Jesus is with you. And that he loves you. No matter where you are. No matter what you look like. In Jesus' name. It doesn't matter what your skin color is. It doesn't matter where you're from. Jesus loves you. And Jesus is with you. His spirit is with you. And his word says he will never leave thee nor forsake thee. I've come to encourage you today that Jesus is with you. God bless you. Thank you for sharing the live. To God be all the glory. I've come to encourage you today that Jesus is with you and that he is for you. So who can be against you? Hallelujah, hallelujah. So we're going to start in prayer before the Lord, going before his holy throne. This is where we get our deliverance. This is where we get our healing in Jesus' name. This is where we get our breakthrough in his presence. So, hallelujah, let's go before the Lord. Father God, thank you, Lord. We come before you with fear and trembling. For you are the Almighty God. You do sit upon the throne in Jesus' name, and you hold all power and all authority. We come before you, O God, asking you to have mercy upon us. O God, forgive us for all of our sins, known and unknown. For we're coming before a holy God. Hallelujah. We confess all of our sins, known and unknown. The sins we've done that we knew that we sinned, and the ones that we have done that we didn't know that was a sin. We confess them, and we repent and turn away, and we turn to you for help. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. You got to know today that your help comes from the Lord. That you cannot do it on your own. But you got help. And I've come to let you know that help is here. That help is with you. Hallelujah. We give you praise, God, for being our helper. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. According to the word of God in Psalm chapter 27, God, your word says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? God, I give you the praise right now that you are for us. So who can be against us? And when thou saidest, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Because God, I know where my help comes from. I know that I'm not sufficient in myself. That, oh God, for we walk by faith and not by sight. Oh God, that I don't follow the things that I may see. That I, oh God, don't believe. In the things, oh God, that I see all the time. Oh God, but I believe in you. The one who I don't see. The one who is real and who lives. In Jesus' name. The one, oh God, that if we come to him by faith, he accepts us. He accepts us as we are. And he cleans us up in the spirit. He changes us from the inside out. In the name of Jesus, your word says, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. In the name of Jesus, for the only thing we can trust in is in you and in your word. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, we thank you for the word, for giving us the word, oh God, that we can stand on and trust in. For your word is our instruction book. Your word is our manual to how you want us to live these lives. Holy and acceptable in your sight, you call us to be. And holy and without blame, you want us to be before you in that coming day of judgment. Hallelujah. Just lift your hands in his presence. Hallelujah. Roshayaya, Rukorashandale. Don't be moved by the things that you see. Trust in the one that you don't see. He lives, and he is moving in the spirit on your behalf to bring things to you into the natural. So then that you will see the manifestation of his glory in your life. You will see the change. You will see the blessing when you give it over to God in the spirit. For it happens first in the spirit, and then he brings it into the natural. Hallelujah. God, I give you the praise for the revelation. Hallelujah. For we walk by faith, not by sight. According to 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 7. Oh God, I thank you. God, I give you the praise. Come on, praise him. Thank him. Hallelujah. He's a God that knows how to move on our behalf. The Bible declares, the Father knows what we have need of before we even ask it of him. Hallelujah, he knows what you need. So he's the one you can run to. He's the one you can put your faith in. Jesus is the one that you can put your trust in. Hallelujah. I give you the praise. Because Jesus lives. Hallelujah. For his presence is here. His presence is in this place. His presence is upon you. Wherever you are right now, his presence is there. And I decree and declare that as you press into his presence, that as you lift your hands and surrender to his will and his way, that he will begin to move some things on your behalf. That he will begin to move in your life like never before. That as you worship him in spirit and in truth, hallelujah, things will start to change for you. Hallelujah. God, I give you the praise. For you came today needing something from the Lord, and he has come to supply your every need. For there is no want to them that fear him. The Lord is your shepherd, you shall not want. In the name of Jesus, because it's in his presence that you get what you need. Everything you need is in Jesus. And I speak Philippians chapter 4, verse 19 over your life. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. All of your needs are met. In the name of Jesus, I speak it over you today. As you seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, his word declares he will give you everything that you need. It specifically says in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Put him first. Put him first. Put him first. In Jesus' name we do pray. We love you, Lord. We thank you for fullness of joy in your presence and for how you're stirring us up with your fire. Have your way in our lives, O God, and let your will be done. Hallelujah. Speak to your people. Hallelujah. Speak to them, O God. Let a word from heaven come down. Oh, hallelujah. Let them eat of your body and drink of your blood. Let them commune with you, O God, in your presence, I pray. Let your presence arise among them right now. Hallelujah. Oh, his presence is upon you. Hallelujah. Oh, don't miss him. Don't miss the presence of God. For his presence is upon you. And he has come to supply your every need. Hallelujah. He's come to bless you. Oh, hallelujah. That's it. Press into his presence. Worship him. Worship him. Give him praise. Hallelujah. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's it. Go ahead and give him some praise. Go ahead and worship him right there. Thank him for all that he has done for you. Thank him for who he is in your life. Thank him for the things he's about to do for you. Hayadaboshanda. Oshataya. Rushana. Oh God, I thank you right now that you're working all things together for the good. Because your word says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. He's moving things in the spirit on your behalf. He's moving some things around as you press into his presence, as you worship him, as you praise him. Because his word says in Psalm chapter 22, verse 3, but thou, O God, but thou, hallelujah. But thou, O Lord,
He inhabits the praises of Israel. He inhabits the praises of his people. Oh, but thou, O Lord, you are holy. But thou art holy. We cry holy with the angels. Holy, holy is the Lamb of God. Holy is the Lamb of God.
Just lift your hands in his presence. His presence is very strong. His presence is very strong.
Hallelujah.
Jesus lives. Jesus lives. Thank you, Lord. We give you the praise. Hallelujah. Ramamashiteo. Rukarashandarabashatale. You're moving by your spirit. He's moving in the spirit. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Hallelujah. Oh, his presence is very strong. He's come to speak to you today. Hallelujah. We give you praise. We lift you up from the earth, O God, and your word says you would draw all men unto you. We lift you up. Hallelujah. We lift you up. We lift you up from the earth. Hallelujah. Draw us unto your presence the more. Draw your people, O God, to your presence the more, that they may seek your face and turn from their wicked ways. They may humble themselves and pray. As you said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. According to your word, in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. God, you know what to do. You know how to hear from heaven. You know how to forgive our sin. Because you are a forgiving God. And you know how to heal us, to heal our land. Yada da bashanda. Hallelujah. We pray right now for America. Rababashetea, heal our land, O God. Heal America, O God. Rashana, we cover America under the blood of Jesus. We cover the leaders of this nation. The ones that are about to rise up in Jesus' name and take authority that you have given to them. God, we pray right now for their deliverance. Hayedaboshandarabashatale. That they will come to know you. Yada da basha, tanda da basha. Oh God, send someone in their way to speak the word of God to them. Oh God, that they may believe in the word. Because your word says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Oh God, reveal yourself to them at the time that you see fit, on your timing. Hallelujah. Reveal yourself to them. We pray, that, oh God, the next president that rises up, that they will lead. They will lead with the leading of the Holy Ghost. That they will lead under the unction of the Holy Spirit. Oh, Shanda, fill them with your spirit, oh God. Right now, touch them afresh with your Holy Spirit. Quicken them right now, O God, for you know the future. You know, O Lodobosha, you hold the future in your hands. You know the end from the beginning. God, touch them afresh right now, that they may lead. Lead us in the way that lines up with your word, that this may be one nation under God. We pray for the United States of America. Heal our land, we ask in Jesus' name. We pray for revival in America. Hallelujah. Revival in America. Rosha. Roboboshete. Revive America again, oh God. Let your word be preached throughout the whole nation like never before. Oh God, let the intercessors rise up and let them intercede on behalf of America. I pray you give your angels charge over America to keep America in all of his ways. For your word says in Psalm chapter 91 and verse 11, for he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. Keep us, O God. Protect us, O God. Cover us, O God, under your feathers and under your wings. Shall we trust in your truth? Shall be our shield and our buckler. You know just what to do, O God. I decree and declare over America that 1,000 shall fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. For America shall worship the Lord thy God, and the Lord thy God shall America worship. Because you are the one that saves. You are the one that heals, the one that sets free, the one who works miracles. It's you, Jesus. You are the only one who can do it. So we speak Jesus over America. Come on, people of God, speak Jesus over America. Speak Jesus over America. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We speak Jesus over America. Hallelujah. We speak Jesus over America. Oh, the devil shall not have America. The devil shall not have God's people. I come up against every demonic spirit that's trying to come up against the people of God, that's trying to come up against you. We bind it up right now and we send it away from you. I speak no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against you in judgment, it has to be silenced right now in the presence of God. Loose your hold off their lives, devil. Loose your hold off their children. Loose your hold off their parents. I decree and declare right now that you are free. And if the Son, therefore, shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. According to the word of God, you are free. Just lift your hands in his presence. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, he's moving by his spirit. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you for healing. For healing to the land. To the land of America. Yadadabasha mamaseya. Oh, yadaboshe. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, the Spirit of the Lord is here. The Spirit of the Lord is here. The Spirit of the Lord is here. And now the Lord is that Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Do you not know that there's freedom in his presence? Get your freedom. Because if the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. Come on, press into his presence. Hololoboshanda, for he is here. His spirit is here. You can get what you need. You can get free in his presence. If you want eternal life, All you got to do is believe. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and thy house. Hallelujah. 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 For he has done the work for us to be saved. Oh God, we thank you. We thank you for salvation. Salvation is in the room. Healing is in the room because Jesus is in the room. It's in the room. All you got to do is reach up and grab it. Hallelujah. I give you the praise, oh God. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Thou shalt be saved. Thou shalt be saved. Hallelujah. And Jesus does live. And Jesus does save. Hallelujah. Jesus saves. Hallelujah. Jesus saves. He will pick you up. He will turn you around. Hallelujah. Jesus saves. I'm so glad that Jesus saves. I'm so glad that Jesus saves. He will pick you up and he will turn you around. Hallelujah. Jesus saved. To the utmost, Jesus saves. To the utmost, Jesus saves. He will pick you up. He will turn you around. Hallelujah. Jesus saves. Jesus saves. Jesus saves. Hallelujah, Jesus saves. He will pick you up. He will turn you around. Hallelujah, Jesus saves. I'm so glad that Jesus saves. I'm so glad that Jesus saves. He will pick you up. He will turn you around. Hallelujah. Jesus saves. Somebody say, Jesus saves. Jesus saves. Hallelujah. Jesus saves. He will pick you up, turn you around. Hallelujah. Jesus saves. We thank the Lord today. We thank him every day. He deserves to be praised, to be glorified, to be lifted high. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. His spirit is here and it's so heavy in the name of Jesus. Oh, my Jesus saves. Yadadabashandadabashatale. Oh, he saves. He does save. He can save you. He will save you. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Do you not know that Jesus can save you? Do you not know that Jesus can heal you? Do you not know that Jesus can set you free from every infirmity, from everything the devil tried to put on you? He can give you victory over that. He can give you power over that. He can deliver you from the hand of your enemies. Do you not know that Jesus is the chain breaker, the miracle worker, the promise keeper? He's the light in the darkness. Hallelujah. Do you not know that Jesus is for you? And that Jesus does love you. spirit is so heavy. Thank you for your presence. It's a privilege. Oh, it's a privilege to be in your presence. I'm so grateful to be able to experience the presence of God. Oh, hallelujah. And it is a privilege to proclaim the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. It's a privilege and an honor. Hallelujah. And he wants to use you too for his glory to proclaim the name of Jesus in all the earth in the name of Jesus, baptizing them in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Ghost. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you, says the Lord. And lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. 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 Come on, give Jesus some praise. God is with you, and he does want to use you for his glory. He wants to. You just got to let him. Submit to him in Jesus' name, and he will use you for his glory to testify of the goodness of Jesus Christ, to preach the good news about our Lord and Savior, letting people know that Jesus lives and that Jesus can save you. It's the good news that he accepts sinners if they turn and repent and turn to him for help. For the Bible says in Jesus' name in Romans, if we go to Romans chapter 3, verse 23, it tells us what I want you to go to Romans chapter 3, verse 23, because I want you to see this. Romans chapter 3, verse 23 tells us, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Everybody. Everybody. And then what Jesus did was he took the whole sins of the whole world, and it was upon him on the cross. And he died to break that power of sin. Hallelujah. So that we can be washed clean by his precious blood. That's the love of God right there. Your every mistake, your everything that you have done that was not of God, that was not lined up with his word, what he did was he took it upon him, that suffering, that pain, was because of our transgressions. It was because of our disobedience. Coming from our first parents, Adam and Eve. In Jesus' name, that's why we were born in sin and shaping in iniquity, because of what they did in the beginning. So we had that in our DNA. And we have it in our DNA. So that's what we have known from birth. But let me tell you about the good news of Jesus Christ. Let me tell you what he can do for you. Jesus Christ can save you, and he can put you on the path called straight. He can put you on the right path that leads to life. Let me tell you that the word of God says that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. He has made a way that you can have everlasting life. so that you, Radadabashanda, can go into the kingdom of God, holy and without blame before him in love, with love, because of the blood of Jesus. Because of the blood of Jesus. And not only did he die for you, but he was raised on the third day. And now, he lives right now. He lives. He's alive, y'all. Jesus lives so you can live. Jesus lives so you can live. Hallelujah. So that you can live to live again. So that you can have life and have it more abundantly. Isn't that amazing? That's amazing to know. So you have a purpose to live for Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Jesus died once to save our sins. Now he was raised on the third day. And now that he was raised on the third day, he lives now for the glory of God. So now that's what we have to do. As we come before the Lord and die in Jesus' name, giving up our life to him and accepting him in, letting him come in and cleanse us to be raised to new life and live for the glory of God by the power of the Holy Spirit. God bless you abundantly. I just had to tell you, by the leading of the Holy Ghost, what Jesus can do for you. And if some already have accepted him, what he already has done for you. And if today you come needing, in Jesus' name, to be saved. Wanting to be saved, wanting to accept the Lord, to know him the more. That today, we present to you with the opportunity to be saved. If you want to come to Jesus and accept him as your personal Savior, today we present you with the opportunity to do so. If you want to accept Jesus into your heart and let him come live in you, we present you with the opportunity to do so. Wherever you are, I ask you to follow this prayer. As you pray it to the Lord with your whole heart, say, Lord, I am in need of a Savior. And I believe that Jesus is that Savior. God, I confess that I've sinned and fallen short of your glory. But God, I believe that your blood can cleanse me from all sin. Father God, I confess with my mouth that Jesus is my Lord and Savior. And I believe in my heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead. I give you the praise for saving me. Now, God, I ask for you to come live within my heart, that I may live to live again and to live now for your glory and your honor and your praise. Amen. Amen. And amen. You are saved. You are saved. You are saved. You are saved. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for saving your people. For saving us. Salvation is our portion. It is. Don't let nobody tell you otherwise. We're going to see our King. Keep pressing toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. We're going to see Jesus. We're not going to let nobody, nothing stop us from seeing Jesus and going to live with him. While we're here, he wants to work in us. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Perfecting us, purging us to make him more like him. That's right. So that when people see us, they see a light of this world. So people of God, continue to press, continue to seek, continue to ask and to knock, to pray, to fast, to read, study, and meditate on the word of God. And watch what God does in your life. I decree and declare there are great things ahead of you that you have not enough room to receive. So, God bless you. God keep you. God make his face to shine upon you. And God be gracious unto you. And may he give you peace that surpasses all understanding. I tell you, the Lord is moving in a mighty way today. And I just always just want to let the Holy Spirit flow. Nothing of Jamon in Jesus' name, but all the Holy Spirit. And I give him all the glory and the honor and the praise because he deserves it. Okay? So may the Spirit of the Lord go upon you, everyone, and everything connected to you. Perfect night.